Welcome to the Rare Witch Roundtable, the premier podcast about Rare, Xbox, and the Rare Witch Project forums. From Victoria, Australia, I'm Calvin Getley, and with me today is Aaron Haslam, Gruntling from Mesa, Arizona.
Hello, good people.
Also joining us this week is Leah Nadeau, BrightEyes16 from San Francisco, America. California, isn't it? That's right. That's
yeah,
what
there
for.
You go. Yeah, hey.
Could not remember the states for a minute there.
I was like, is he going to say it?
Well, we'll start off with something new this week, and I suppose we'll just call it discussion points.
What should we start with? Well, okay, can I start with a couple things? Well, no, I'll just start with one thing. It's probably not in Australia, but I'm sure Aaron's seen the commercial. It's like a couple arguing about whether the toilet paper should be put in the little holder under with the toilet paper hanging out like on the outside or on the inside. You know what I mean? And oh God. You're gonna edit that out. That
in. No, put it in, it'll be good.
Sorry, I just ate. Anyways, so it's a couple arguing about like whether it should be under or over, and I thought that was silly because it's like, why would you want it under? Like, it's like you're dragging the toilet paper like against your bathroom tile wall because it's just a bitch. But then I don't know what. Like, I want to see what you guys think.
Well, I haven't seen the commercial actually, so maybe it's just playing where you live. But I don't watch that much TV either.
Oh, okay. Well, you might have used this bullshit.
I can still answer your question though. I always keep my toilet paper over, like away from the wall. I know it's just so much easier. Why would you have it under?
I don't know. Well, okay. I was really confused about that too, and I like saw this forums or whatever, and a lot of people do it because they have cats, and cats will like see anything like hanging out and want to play with it, so they like rip it apart.
Oh, I never thought about that. Yeah, it's pretty funny that you mentioned that. I had like this roll of paper towels on the ground in my bedroom, and when the cats were in here, I like left the room, and they just like tore that thing apart. It was crazy, and it was a big, huge mess.
Yeah, I mean, that's really annoying. I hate when animals do that. But like, I didn't even like. It's so funny that like people come up with these witty commercials, and there's stuff you don't even think about. Like until that commercial, I didn't think about like. Oh, I didn't think that there were people out there who liked it the other way. I thought it was just like something that happens when someone's not even paying attention and they just put it the wrong way. And that's, we're too lazy to fix it. So we just, you know, use it like that. I didn't know people actually thought about things like this.
I didn't until you brought it up.
Yeah, it's bizarre. What do you think, GM2K? What do you like?
I never ever think about it. I just put it on and whichever way it's on, it's how I use it.
I know, right? Like, who thought of this? It's bizarre, I think, at least, but whatever. Okay, so you guys, like, go to YouTube right now and search Shane Dawson. He's, like, he video blogs. Like, I did a little of that, but I kind of got sick of it. He does, like, one, like, I don't know how often he does it, but I see him doing them all the time. He's got really emo hair, and he even has a video of, like, how do you make your hair as perfect as his. It's ridiculous, but, like...
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, his videos are always, like, on the first page of the most watched.
I know. My friend is obsessed with them and makes me watch them all the time, and she's like, oh, my God, you have to watch this video. It's so funny. I watch it, and I, like, didn't laugh at all. And so I posted back, and I was like, yeah, that wasn't funny at all. And she's like, you have no soul. And I was like, no, he's just not funny. Like,
no,
I watched one of his normal podcasts. If I wanted to watch somebody go grocery shopping, like, why would, like, you know, like, I don't want to sit home and watch people go grocery shopping. That's a pain to even watch. But, yeah. Insanity.
So he made a podcast about going shopping.
Yeah.
Gross. And he tries to. Yeah. He most of the time, he tries to make it like really funny, but he usually fails miserably.
Yeah.
Actually, I only like watched one or two of his videos.
Yeah.
That was it. I have no idea why he's so popular.
I don't either. I mean, I started making a video log because I was kind of bored, but like I started to realize like why do these people like I don't try and like do anything very funny. I just kind of act like myself. And I'm like, I'm realizing like, why do people want to sit here and just talk about my day? Like, that's stupid. So I like stopped doing it. Like, if I have something to say, I probably will make a video like vlog just because why not? I'm bored. But other than that, like, people don't really care if you like tweet like going swimming, like going to the grocery store, great. Like, nobody cares. So I try not to like even like on Twitter post anything like that.
Yeah, some people get pretty carried away with Twitter too. It's like what they're doing right that second.
I know.
It's like no one cares, not even your close friends.
Yeah, it's so annoying. So like last night, I was sitting, like we went on winter break, like after finals and whatnot, and we came back and it was just me and my roommate. Like the other two girls moved out. So we have their extra rooms, just keep random shit in there. And I made one room, like, the room that we, like, paint our nails in. So we were, like, sitting in there. And because I have, like, a lot of nail polish. And we could just hear the neighbors, like, downstairs talking. And they were having the dumbest conversations. I don't know if you saw my Facebook status, but, like, an example of one of their conversations I heard. And the girl was like, oh, my God, Amanda, yesterday I had a red apple during lunch. Like, they have the stupidest conversations, and I'm like, how are these people hanging out? I'd get so sick of someone if they just constantly said stupid rubbish.
That's pretty funny, actually.
If they're both stupid, then they sort of don't know that the other one is stupid.
Yeah, I guess so. But I was, like, considering, like, going over to that room more often, because I'd never in it just to hear their stupid conversations. All right, should we start on the discussion, like the real discussion points instead of like my rambling?
Actually, I have something to show you guys.
Okay.
I went to YouTube.com. Have you guys heard about Mel Gibson? He's like calling a reporter an a-hole and whatnot. And...
Oh, I was going to say, I thought, have we heard about Mel Gibson? Like, come on, he's like the Jew-hating drunk.
Well, here's the link to YouTube, and I guess this video is like going viral or whatever. So check it out. It's only like a minute long.
Do you feel like you're a different person, maybe a better person than you were 5 years ago, 4 years ago? I mean, everything that we've read about, you've gone through a lot of ups and downs in the past few years.
Oh, yeah. Four or five years. Yeah, it's been, hey, it's a real roller coaster ride. You know, I think I'm the same person I always was, except for people as they go. Time teaches, and you know, you learn as you go. So, hey,
do you think that the public will perceive you any differently after all that's been in the news about you?
What are you referring to specifically?
referring to the you know, the drinking problems, referring to what's been called the anti-Semitic rant, referring
to all those things.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so that's almost 4 years ago, dude. I mean, I've moved on. I guess you haven't.
Well, so I'm just wondering if you think that the public has moved on and will perceive you in the same light.
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, it is a while back, and you know, I've done all the necessary mea culpas. So, let's move on, dude. Right. Come on.
Edge of Darkness opens today. It's good to see you back in the saddle and doing what you do best. Thanks a lot for joining us, Mel. Take care.
Bye-bye. Asshole.
Yeah, he. I think he has some kind of anger issues.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Mel Gibson actually Australian?
Yes, no. He is.
He is?
Yep.
Shut up! Where's his accent?
He lost it. He's lived in, like, America for, like, 25 years or something like that, right?
Oh, my God, he sounds so American.
It's been a long time.
Did he, like, grow up in the state, like, just in Australia for a little bit or what?
I'm not sure.
You should look this shit up.
I'm looking it up on Wikipedia now.
Yeah.
Oh, he was born in New York and then moved with his parents to Sydney when he was 12. So he's mostly Australian, because I think his parents are actually Australian.
Well, it's 12. He'd have his normal accent.
I know, he'd have an American accent. But, hey, if you look at, like, his early films, like from the 70s and the 80s, you can tell that he has a pretty thick Australian accent. It's really weird.
Really? I should check that
out. Yeah, like try go on YouTube and like try to find like maybe like one of his first films or an interview he did long, long ago, and he'll have an Australian accent. It's really strange.
I hear a cat.
Yeah, that's my cat outside my window. She probably hears my voice.
Oh. What kind?
It's just a stray cat. I don't know, like a mutt. Oh. A mutt, except a cat, you know.
So it's like a mat.
Sure.
All right, so what were we talking about? Like,
I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
All right. So I saw this picture the other day online because I like am one of those people who go to websites like I use StumbleUpon all the time. After like this year, I found out what it was. Like I was like on Andre's computer, I was like, "What's that button?" And he explained to me what it was. Now I use StumbleUpon like every day, and I like came across this picture of a guy who. Like, it was this person sitting in a car, right? And they had their picture phone, and they were like, you can't see this, but I took a picture with my picture phone of a guy fighting with his girlfriend on the phone in a Snuggie. It was so funny. He's in a Snuggie fighting. Oh, my God.
Like, that's pretty random.
Yeah. Plus, it was a brown Snuggie. Who gets brown Snuggies? Come on. I hate Snuggie, by the way. I advise not to get them. Because my sister got me one for graduation, and I brought it to college, and I used it, like, after the first use, there were little Snuggie, fuzzy little blue, because it's blue, like, hairball things everywhere. And, like, for months after I used it, even, I'd find them in, like, my hairbrush, or, like, a random one would be on my clothes. They're like a dog that, like, when it dies, it leaves hair behind.
That's pretty funny.
Is a Snuggie one of those blankets with arm sleeve thingies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we want to pick out one of these discussion points in the forums to try and talk about?
Let's do it. Let's not talk about cars.
Okay.
Because I don't... Okay, you know what? Actually, I could just say... Let's just all go around and say our dream car. I would have a Bentley because I think Bentleys are fucking amazing. What about you guys?
I don't have a dream car. I don't really care so long as it gets me from one spot to another.
Mine would be, well, a Bentley or like a Toyota Prius, but a Toyota Prius is way easier to get than a Bentley because Bentleys are fucking insane when it comes to... I'm looking up which model I like the best right now, by the way. All right, Aaron, do you have one?
Actually, yes, I do. Mine is the Lexus LS. It's like the like a super nice Lexus.
Gotcha.
It's nothing as fancy as like a Bentley or a Rolls-Royce or anything like that, so they're not like that uncommon, but for me, that would be like my perfect car.
Nice. I like the... Well, I don't know. I like all of the Bentleys, basically. I'd be happy to have any of them.
Actually, I reckon my dream car would be a DeLorean that's from the Back to the Future.
There was a DeLorean for sale down the street, and it looked exactly the same, and it was parked down the street from my school, and I used to walk by it all the time and just, like, laugh.
Well, now you know what That'd to get me cool for car, Christmas.
Actually. Yeah, DeLorean. Okay, so what are other discussion points?
UFOs and ghosts.
Have you guys, either of you guys, seen Paranormal Activity?
The TV show?
No, the movie.
Yes, I did. I saw it in October.
What about you, Kelvin?
I don't think so. I'm just looking it up. It sounds familiar, but I don't know if I've seen it.
Well, It was created by a guy that lives, like, they live in San Francisco, and when it first came out, it was literally, like, free here. Me and Andre were looking at going to go see it when it was still free, and people didn't know about it. We just were like, oh, no, because he doesn't really like horror movies. We just didn't go to it. We didn't think twice about it. And then all of a sudden, like, it got really big, and it went all over the country rather than just in San Francisco. And, like, finally, like, people were seeing it, and they're like, oh, my God, you have to see it. So I downloaded it on my computer, and I watched it. And it was pretty damn scary. Like, I give them mad props because I'm, like, lover of horror movies, and it scared me. And I even, like, when I was going to bed that night, was a little bit, like, afraid. Like, it was that good. I recommend, if you get a chance to see it, I wouldn't watch it alone.
Or at night. Don't watch it at night.
I mean, yeah, that would definitely add to the creep factor. After that movie, me and my friends who saw it, like, went outside, and I was like, okay, I'm afraid.
You're tempting me to watch it alone at night.
Yeah, and like, oh, continue.
Well, I didn't think it was that scary, but I think it's the kind of movie that, like, wears on you afterwards. Like, I remember I was in bed at night, and I was, like, kind of, like, looking around.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, what's going on? There's a little demon in here.
Sorry, go ahead. There was just, like, loud sirens all of a sudden.
Yeah, I heard that. It was kind of odd.
Who knew Mesa, Arizona was the crime capital of the U.S.?
It is?
No.
No, I'm kidding.
I suppose with shifty characters like Aaron living there, it's hard to blame him.
So, when I was with Andre at his campus 2 weekends ago, I got $60 out of my ATM card, walked away with the $60, left the card in there. So I lost the card, and I just got the new card sent to me. Like, I got it in the mail yesterday. My mom, like, I was money, like, living off of Andre's money for the longest time, and it feels so good to, like, have my own money now. Like, it was, like, the worst feeling ever. And, like, my mom sent me, like, a check in the mail until my card got FedEx. It was ridiculous.
Well, you know, I lost my credit card about a year ago. And there was about, like, 2 weeks where I didn't have access to the ATMs or anything like that. So whenever I needed money, I just went to the bank. Or is it a credit card?
What?
Was it a credit card or, like, a bank card?
It was a bank card.
You just went to the bank.
I did, and I took out money, but I, like, can't, living on just cash, like, I can't even, like, you know, when you spend it, it's gone. So, like, with a card, if you just have your card all the time, you can buy whatever the fuck you want, not worry about running out of money. So, like,
I guess that's true, but don't you kind of have to, like, watch yourself so you don't overspend?
Well, yeah, I mean, but not, like, you don't have to worry about getting up to the thing and, like, not having enough cash on you when you have a card. Because even if, like, you don't watch yourself, they just, you know, like, subtract it from, well, for me at least, they just, like, you have, like, a negative balance. I'm like, my parents give me an allowance still, like, and they give me $350 a month. And so that's what I live by. Basically, it's to get me to Andre and back and then some spending money. Because every time I go see Andre, it's like $20 in transit. And that's only if I use the cheap transit.
Tell me he needs to see you.
Yeah, but my campus isn't as great as his, so we always go over there. And he's closer to downtown than I am.
Mm.
So I was, like, clumsily walking along today. I got my lunch and I was walking to my dorm. And, like, you know how some, like, exterior dorm, like, you can imagine it with, like, grady kind of, like wall pavement stuff. Well, I, like, scraped my hand up against it because I, like, tripped over my shoe, and now I have, like, cuts all over my knuckles.
Yeah.
That's the story you're telling anyway. Really, you just beat up on Andre and he's too scared to say anything.
Domestic violence?
Yep.
Dude, it's so bad. Like, I have really bad anger management. And, like, so when me and Andre are fighting, most of the time it's when we're drunk, which is a bad combination anyways, because you're, like, acting like a fool. And, like, I've ripped like two of his favorite shirts when I'm getting like I'm mad at him because I like pull the collar of the shirt and it breaks. It's so bad. Yeah, it's like I like it probably seems like I beat him or something, but I really like the you know like he's taller than me, and so I like try and you know overcome that by like you know grabbing part of his clothing. And I, every time it just gets ripped. I feel so terrible. He probably doesn't want me saying that because it sounds like I'm a terrible girlfriend. But I think the funny factor is that it's terrible. But I always rip the collar. I don't get why, but I told him I'd sew, which is true. I'm good at sewing, so at least that's good. But seriously, they're like his favorite shirts.
Well, now if I visit you, I know not to wear a nice shirt. Just in case you never
know. All right. Yeah, I just tug on strangers' faces.
Maybe.
Oh, I know you. Where'd you come from?
So my microphone is working then?
Yeah. You bitch.
Okay.
I've been waiting for you to come on one of these podcasts so I can talk to you about Las Vegas. What'd you guys do when you're there?
Hey, my mom's in Las Vegas right now.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing extravagant. Just went to the, like, one of the casinos and went to some of the shows and that. Like, I didn't go clubbing with bitches or anything. It was pretty standard.
Well, did you gamble at all?
I played the slot machines, but I only played the penny ones until my very last night there, and I played one nickel machine, which is actually a penny machine
oh
that
God.
I changed.
Are you serious? You can't win squat. You're not going to win anything on a penny machine or a nickel machine. You can't play quarters or dollars. Are you serious? Well, I don't know.
I played the penny machines at the first night I went there, Treasure Island. And I left Treasure Island with a $35 increase, which from a penny machine is not too fucking bad because you're only betting pennies to begin with, so $35.
Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah.
And then I went to other places, and like that Sahara is just terrible, and I lost a bunch of money there, and we ended up in a deficit. And we were down exactly $65.
Oh.
And my very last night there, I decided to play – do you remember that the Planet Moolah game? The one with the cows and the spaceships.
I never played nickel machines or penny machines. For the life
of me. They have dollar machines in that of this. Like it's different quantities.
Uh-huh.
But like I didn't play the dollar quantity, obviously. But my last night there, we were down exactly $65, and around 65, I guess. And I played a nickel machine instead of a penny machine because you know I'm going to be a high roller now. I'm going up to 5 cent denominations. And I won exactly $65 on one of the spins, and I just cashed out. It's just dead even.
That's awesome.
it was a sign. You're down 65 here, $65. Get out of the casino. That's what it was.
Well, you got the right mindset. You can't walk away a loser. At least you broke even.
I feel like I would be so bad in a casino. Like I would spend everything.
Yeah, you have to watch yourself, but if you have self-control, it's not that bad.
That's why you play penny machines, though. Like, I would put in $5 at a penny machine, and I would be there for, 45 minutes.
it's not worth it, in my opinion.
experience for winning. I'm not really a gambling person.
Even if you play, a quarter machine, if you hit, the smallest win, it's, $1 or $2, so it's not bad. You're going to get that up pretty quickly.
Yeah, but do you play? But yeah, but a quarter machine, and then if you have 20 lines, then you just went up to $5 per spin.
Oh, you're nuts if you play a machine with multiple lines. That's a big waste of money. I always play with just one pay line. You were in the casino, right? So you saw like the traditional slot machines that just have one pay line.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the machines to play. The biggest waste of money are the ones that have 15, 20, 30 pay lines, because those are just suck down your money like you wouldn't believe. Like, if you're playing a penny machine, you have 20 lines, you're spending $2 a bet. That's more than a quarter machine with one pay.
20 cents? Okay.
Yeah, 1 cent times 29.
Okay, I can't do math. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, well, I played the 20 and 30 line machines, so I guess I didn't do penny machines. I did 20-cent machines.
Getting into the big money there.
It's still, well, I had 20 lines on the nickel machine, so I guess I did play dollar machines, if you look at it that way.
May I ask who you went with? Like, just a bunch of, like, guys, or were you with Christina or what?
No, I went with my mother, actually.
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
yeah,
and
well, she paid for everything, so I'm not gonna complain.
Oh, nice.
That's the best way to go.
Yeah, it was for my 21st birthday.
Oh,
that's why we were there in the first place.
That makes sense.
Well, that's cool.
Drinking too?
No, I'm a terrible person for Vegas because I don't gamble and I don't drink, and that's basically all you do there. Oh, and I'm in a relationship, so I couldn't drink, I didn't really gamble, and I didn't sleep with all of the prostitutes, so I gained nothing from the shit.
Well, you at least had like a drink to celebrate your birthday, right?
No.
What kind of person are you?
I know someone that their mom took them out for their 21st birthday, and she bought her a drink, and she took one drink, and she stopped because she was like, oh, that's disgusting.
Well, I actually, the funny thing is, everywhere I went, because it was my 21st birthday, prior to Vegas, because in Vegas, you don't have to be 21. They just give you free drinks because you exist. But in Pennsylvania, everywhere I would go, they'd be like giving me all these drinks. So like my entire family got all these free drinks on my 21st birthday because I didn't drink any of them.
What's the drinking age in Australia?
18.
Yeah, that's normal. There's like in a lot of Europe, there's not even a drinking age for plenty of places because you just grow up, you know, drinking. As long as you're old enough to like figure out to know how to say beer, you can drink in like a lot of Europe. So it's like if we raise kids like normal, like used to alcohol, there'd be less drinking and like abuse of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to venture back to Kelvin's last comment there. I'm surprised that the country that doesn't let you play Left 4 Dead 2 and is afraid of girls with small breasts lets you drink at 18 and not like 45.
There is talks of raising the drinking age to 21, but I don't know how that's going to go over.
So let me ask you, when you turned 18, Kelvin, did you like have at least a drink or something to celebrate that you could finally legally drink?
I had a party and had a few beers with my mates.
At least you did that. I mean, like, you're born rich.
Thanks for all of the positive reinforcement.
Oh no, that's like weird. I don't know anybody, even like the biggest nerds at my school that had like drink sometimes.
I don't drink anymore.
Neither do I, but I mean, come on, I mean, you gotta have like a drink once in a while to be social.
I drank before. I like at college parties and like down at my girlfriend's college and that. And I've drank multiple times, but I don't know. I've drank enough times to know that I don't like the taste of the drinks and I don't like really the effects of the drinks. So basically, I'm drinking because everyone else is drinking, and then I just feel like a little bitch. So I just.
Well, actually, no one likes the taste of alcohol. I hate beer. Like, it's so nasty. Well, no, you gotta find like a good drink, like something that's kind of like sweet or doesn't have so much like alcohol taste in it. Like, have you heard of like Kahlua or Bailey's? Those are really good drinks.
Bailey's.
Yeah. I mean, like, I could even see drinking it and not liking the taste if like there was some effect that I was after. You know what I mean? Like people drink.
They get drunk.
Calories. Drinks and that to be healthy, not because they taste good. So like if I liked being drunk, then like maybe I drink, but since I don't really care for that either, there's literally no benefit to me drinking except people don't go, WTF, why aren't you drinking? That's pretty much it. I would be drinking for people not to ask me why I'm not drinking. That's essentially all.
Just keep a cup in your hand at all times. It doesn't have to be like alcohol, as long as there's a cup in your hand with some sort of beverage in it, they'll assume it's a mixed drink. So people won't say it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I do.
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, like he just did now.
Did you drink on your 21st birthday? No, fag.
Like, I would basically be drinking on my 21st birthday just so Aaron doesn't call me a fag for not drinking on my 21st birthday. And to me, that just sounds like, I don't know, like me being a little bitch. So.
Well, heck, you can do whatever you want, but I mean, it just seems kind of weird to me.
Well, it's like, I used to drink a lot more in the beginning of college, but like, I don't really like drinking that much because it makes me feel really out of control and like pass out and stuff. And like the next day I always have really like my version of a hangover. I don't ever really get hangovers. I just have really bad heartburn the next day. And so I don't really like to drink that much. I'd rather like smoke. Like,
that's horrible. Don't smoke, drink.
No, not cigarettes. I smoke, like, I'd rather smoke weed because...
Oh, okay, that's better.
Yeah, not cigarettes. I'm not a cigarette. Although, you know what? Me and Andre tried the other day an electronic cigarette.
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to, like, help make you quit, right?
Yeah, my friend sells them. That's her job. And she was using one because she's a smoker. And we were like, oh, let us try it. And it was actually, like, really cool.
Huh. How does it work? I mean, like, electronic cigarette, that doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, here, why don't you Google it? Because I don't want to explain it, honestly.
Okay, fine, be that way.
Well, I don't want to give you false facts. I just know that it's electronic. It does. You can smoke indoors. It won't set off an alarm. It has only a little bit of nicotine in it, so it won't smell up the room. And it's got, like, this specific smell to it that I don't know how to describe.
By the way, I don't know about everywhere else, but here, those electronic cigarettes are multi-purpose. They're either A, to make you quit smoking, or B, to make you look like a pompous douchebag that smokes electronic cigarettes.
Yeah, that's what they are here, too. You see them at, like, the mall kiosks.
Yeah. BlueCigs.com. Linking that up.
Oh.
Family-friendly radio show.
Blue Cigs. I don't think that's the one.
Oh, that's the cool one. Whatever one you have is inferior. Those are the good ones.
Yeah, we don't. These aren't the ones that we use.
Oh.
Well, not use, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you can shoot up great.
It looks kind of cool. It has like a blue end.
Yeah. And then you have to get flavor. Cartridges because it creates a vapor or something.
Yeah, my one cigarette is like one pack of has like a pack of cigarettes in it. Electronic cigarettes Inc. is my website. I act like I'm selling these or something. They're like 100.
Yeah, which one sounds more generic here, Blue Cigs or Electronic Cigarettes Inc.?
I like this blue one. That's cool.
Yeah. Just look at the two sites. One was made with, like, Dreamweaver, and the other one actually looks professionally made.
Yeah, that's true. The other one looks horrible.
Huh.
I like the blue tip. That's pretty freaking awesome.
Isn't that cool? I like that.
I'd want to get one and if it wasn't so expensive and they came without nicotine just because I'd want to look cool. Like a
different thing.
And because I'd be like, hey, I have an electronic cigarette. That's like the world's greatest conversation starter. But
yeah,
like, why would you smoke while you're DJing though? This guy looks like an idiot.
Smoke while you're DJing. Maybe it helps.
Those things are darn expensive too. They're like $60.
Yeah.
Well, that's for the thing that you can use that for the rest of your life. That's the point.
I guess it's cheap when you put it that way, but...
Yeah, because, well, cigarettes, I know. How much is a carton of cigarettes now? Like $400? I don't really follow them because I don't smoke, but I know that they're, like, pretty expensive. Like, in a month, you probably spend more than $60 on cigarettes. You can use this for...
Definitely, whatever. Yeah.
I watched the Royal Rumble the other day and it was $45 fucking dollars, so 15 more.